In the movie Miss Congeniality, Gracie Hart is played by Sandra Bullock, and she is an FBI agent who goes undercover as a contestant at the Miss United States pageant. In the midst of the pageant, all of the contestants are asked, what is the one most important thing our world needs? One after another, the contestants answer the question by saying, world peace. And the audience applauds. Well, Gracie, Miss Rhode Island, comes up, and she is asked the question, and she answers saying, tougher punishment for parole violations. And the audience sits silent. And then she says, and world peace. And the audience claps. It's what we all think we need, isn't it? It's what we all think we want. World peace. Let there be peace on earth. Every Sunday morning, we start our service by passing the peace of Christ. And I know that some people don't like it. We've talked about it over and over. Do we keep it in the service? Do we take it out? Is it uncomfortable for visitors? Does it keep people away? Every time we go back to what's it all about. And I wonder, do we really listen to what we're saying to one another? Do we really offer the peace of Christ to one another? Do we even understand what the peace of Christ is? I know there are many times in my life that I've just wanted some peace and quiet. Now I know what quiet is, and it's just pretty much impossible to obtain. Yesterday, Roy was gone to the store, and I thought, I'm just going to turn everything off, and I'm just going to listen to what quiet is. Well, the clock on the wall had a tick. There was this ringing in my ear that I've had all through the allergy season. The neighbor's car door shut. A weed eater down the road was going, cars passed in the street, dogs were barking down the road, birds were chirping, and then there are those voices that are in my head also. And I could go on and on. Quiet just isn't possible. So then is peace possible? And what is peace? Jesus tells us in our John passage, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Is Jesus telling us that he's leaving us with an absence of conflict? We've all certainly had those moments like the Miss US United States contestants when we wanted world peace. And by that we meant no conflict in the world. I hear about conflicts and war and child trafficking and human trafficking and children left orphaned and drug wars, and I just want it to stop. I just want people to stop and love one another and do unto others as I have done unto you. I remember being so scared as a little girl. We lived right across from Tinker Air Force Base, and at school, we would have these drills of what to do in the case of an attack. Some of you probably experienced that, but we had them because of the Air Force Base. And I remember just thinking, why can't we all just get along? And also, is this desk really going to protect me? I wanted peace in the world then. But is that what Jesus means here? Let's think about the timing. Jesus hasn't been arrested yet. It's just prior to his arrest. He has many a conflict going on in the world, and many coming in future days. Jesus can't mean the kind of peace that's the absence of conflict, because he's in the midst of it. People who disagree with him, people who fear him, people who are preparing to betray him, people who are going to deny him, people who are going to arrest him, people who are going to crucify him. Yet Jesus says, "My peace I give you. The peace that I have, you can have also." I feel like that emphasis is what Jesus wanted us to think about. The peace I give you is different than the peace the world seeks. Jesus' peace comes from a direct, close, personal relationship with God. Being in relationship with God gave Jesus a peace in the very midst of hardship and conflict. We see Jesus in the garden, admittedly afraid. "If there's any way for this to pass from me," yet he's full of peace. We see Jesus angry with the business in the temple, really angry, yet full of peace. We see Jesus face evil with peace. We see Jesus betrayed by a friend and denied by another, yet full of peace. The kind of peace that allows us to feel whole when the world says that we're lacking. When the world says you don't have the right degree, or you don't have the right job, or you don't have the right home, or you don't have the right background. The kind of peace that makes us feel comforted when the world around us is full of hurtful things and fearful things. The kind of peace that makes us feel harmonious when the world around us is anything but. The kind of peace that makes us recognize hope in what seems like a very troubled time. The kind of peace that shines a light in the midst of extreme darkness. This verse also says to me that the peace that Jesus is leaving for us, he is giving to us, not like the world gives, but given freely. You all know the saying, nothing in life is free. Oftentimes, if you get something for free, you get what you paid for. Nothing. The world wants us to earn what we get. You need to look out for yourself, and there is simply not enough to go around. So we are in constant competition for every resource. If you don't believe it, just listen to the political campaigns going on right now. Peace earned by the world is a break, a lull in the fray of everyday life, a breather from competing and protecting and securing, a vacation. Jesus, however, gives us the peace of Christ that comes with no strings attached. Nothing that we must return, nothing that we must earn. A peace that, if we will accept it, can transform us. And it can flow through us. And it allows others to receive the gift as well. My wish for our world today, my wish for this church today, my wish for each one of you is the peace of Christ. The kind of peace that promises you that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens in your life, that God will never abandon you, but will work for good in you, and will work for good through you. My hope is that you would get caught up in and by the peace of Christ, knowing that God loves you more than anything and will hold on to you through all that this world might throw at you. I wish the peace of Christ for you. Amen. We come to this table, the table set for us, the table set for us by God sending His Son into this world. And when we come to this table, we know there is peace. We know that there is light in the dark. We know that there will be no more need for candles or electric lights or anything, because God is our light, just like the passage Larry read. So this table is our reminder that Jesus came to bring us love, peace, and joy.